In 1997, Apple was weeks from bankruptcy. The product catalog had ballooned to over 40 confusing models. Retail partners barely understood what they were selling. The brand had lost all meaning. Then Steve Jobs walked back in and did something that seemed suicidal. He slashed 70% of the product line overnight. Board members panicked. Analysts predicted disaster. But Jobs understood something most leaders miss. Complexity isn't growth, it's cancer. By cutting ruthlessly down to four core products, Apple didn't just survive. It became the most valuable company on earth. This wasn't luck. It was simplicity weaponized. Great companies don't just make things. They exist for a reason so clear that a child could repeat it. When Jeff Bezos started Amazon, he didn't talk about logistics or inventory management. He said, one click away. That's it. Those three words guided every decision, every feature, every frustration they eliminated. A simple mission isn't corporate poetry. It's a filter that stops bad ideas before they waste resources. Consider Ben & Jerry's. They started as two guys in Vermont hoping to make $20,000 a year selling ice cream. No grand vision. But over time, their social conscience became inseparable from their product. Today, their mission combines three elements: make great ice cream, run a profitable business, and contribute to positive change. When they take controversial stands on GMO labeling or climate issues, they risk alienating customers. But Jerry Greenfield argues the benefits outweigh the costs. Employees feel pride. Customers feel connection. The mission attracts people who care about the same things. Or look at StubHub. Co-founder Jeff Flair initially dismissed mission statements as corporate nonsense until his growing company desperately needed alignment. They landed on where fans buy and sell tickets. Simple. But notice what it emphasizes. Fans, not venues or teams or artists. That focus helped them defend against fierce industry opposition, arguing they were simply empowering people with free market choice. Without that clarity, they might have caved to pressure and compromised their model. The mission isn't marketing copy. It's the thing that makes hard decisions easy. When you know what you stand for, you know what to say no to, and saying no is where simplicity lives. Culture isn't what you say. It's what happens when nobody's watching. At Apple, the culture rejected retail executive John Browett after just 9 months because his cost-cutting violated customer service values. No committee voted. The culture itself recognized a foreign object and expelled it. When Jobs returned to Apple, the Think Different campaign declared to employees, "We celebrate misfits who change the world." During the 1998 recession, Jobs refused to cut marketing, fire staff, or slash R&D. Instead, he said Apple would innovate its way out of this crisis. That decision led directly to the iPod, iPhone, and iPad. Values aren't abstract. They're choices you make when it hurts. John McGrath treats values like on-off switches, not dimmer knobs. When a major radical media director mistreated an agency creative, co-founder John Kamen removed him immediately despite his importance. Jobs believed hiring brilliant people was his most important job. Ron Johnson distinguishes between relationships and arrangements. In relationships, people tell you the truth. In arrangements, they tell you what you want to hear. Seek CEO Andrew Bassett eliminated short-term bonuses after noticing they encouraged short-term thinking. Apple has no separate profit and loss statements. Executives only win when the entire company performs well. When companies clearly communicate values, they attract aligned employees naturally. Simplicity needs a champion who filters every decision through, does this make us simpler or more complex? Ron Johnson, who built Apple's retail empire, observed that Jobs combined deep expertise with radical openness, surrounding himself with people who filled his gaps. John McGrath insists business plans fit on one page. Kip Tindall at the Container Store refuses to become too important, fostering collaboration that transformed a $35,000 investment into a $2 billion company. Even great companies sabotage themselves. Intel streamlined processes with fast beats perfect. Then CEO Brian Krasnich replaced key marketing people, forcing unnecessary reinvention. True simplicity leaders focus on outcomes, not profits. Johnny Ive said plainly, Our goal isn't to make money. Our goal is to make great products. A brand is the sum of every perception, from product experiences to marketing to word of mouth. Simplicity strengthens brands by making them clear. Complexity dilutes them through mixed signals. Kofola, a Czechoslovakian soft drink, built its comeback around nostalgia rather than competing on taste, restoring its original 1960 label and tapping into emotional connections. Creating physical Apple stores gave customers direct brand contact for the first time. When a sales executive proposed a Pepsi promotion giving away 3,000 iMacs, marketing chief Steve Walhite immediately declined. Despite tempting revenue, he explained the promotion would position Apple as a prize behind door number three. Scott Tanner resurrected the Bank of Melbourne brand, focusing on just three areas: home financing, business growth, and retirement planning. He redesigned branches to promote conversations rather than transactions, hiring 70% of customer service staff from outside banking. A strong brand simplifies decisions. Leaders with brand intuition can determine if something is just not us. Small companies operate simply by nature, but massive organizations can too. When Ted Chung faced Hyundai Card's potential $2 billion loss, he discovered four employees working late on a new credit card. He increased their $500,000 budget to $50 million, gave everyone a 10% raise, and recruited outside talent. Within a year, the M Card had 1 million members. Within four, it became South Korea's best-selling credit card with 5 million members. Westpac Bank CEO Brian Hartzer swam upstream to tackle complexity's root causes. Product managers, removed from customers, had created confusing offerings that hampered sales. By simplifying products, he made staff more competent and customers more receptive, improving revenue while reducing costs. Blue Man Group grew from three street performers to nearly 600 employees by prioritizing their mission to create amazing audience experiences over speed. Refusing outside investors preserved creative control and culture. When Steve Jobs returned to Apple in 1997, he ruthlessly simplified scattered marketing, cutting initiatives, and establishing weekly meetings where he directly reviewed work. This direct CEO involvement, participating as team member rather than distant approver, was what colleague Tom Suter calls the ultimate simplifier. Companies mistakenly believe more choices yield better results, but research shows excessive options create paralysis. Netflix discovered this when adding half-star ratings decreased engagement by 11%. HP offers 57 desktop and 61 laptop models. Dell sells 30 desktop and 23 laptop models. Apple's focused lineup of just a handful generates more profit than both combined. Product naming reveals simplification ability. HP's laptops include meaningless designations like Z240 and NV Phoenix. Apple's scheme, MacBook Air, MacBook, MacBook Pro, makes products easy to shop for and discuss. At Westpac, Hartzer created a simple matrix matching customer segments with product categories, dramatically increasing credit card growth. Leaders who embrace simplicity recognize that excessive processes strangle companies. Netflix's unlimited vacation policy trusts employees rather than tracking days. Chung transformed Hyundai Card by prioritizing speed, making million-dollar decisions in 2 hours rather than weeks. Size doesn't determine complexity. Leadership does. Humans gravitate towards simpler paths, and companies offering streamlined experiences generate fierce loyalty. Steve Jobs viewed simplicity as money in the brand bank that transforms customers into evangelists. At Telstra, Robert Nason creates advocates, customers who buy more, spend more, and churn less. Kip Tindall built the Container Store believing you can build a much better organization on love than you can on fear. He prioritizes employees first, knowing well-treated staff create ecstatic customers. StubHub generated love through elegant design. Even their ticket envelopes used premium paper to enhance event excitement. Uber demonstrates simplicity's magnetic pull. Despite cheaper competitors, their elegant app offering reliable rides maintains fierce loyalty. Successful companies deliver experiences customers value as much as the products themselves. Simplicity transforms transactions into relationships, creating customers who don't just buy, they believe. In our data-obsessed world, leaders who champion simplicity trust their instincts over spreadsheets, recognizing that human factors don't appear in data. They see danger in committee decisions and excessive approvals. StubHub's Jeff Fleur became a head and heart leader who uses data but knows creative ideas drive progress. Bruce Churchill cites Rupert Murdoch's $1.6 billion NFL rights purchase for Fox. Traditional analysis would have rejected it, yet it transformed the network. Ron Johnson believes the best business people are intuitive, reaching the right answer from limited information. While spreadsheets only show history, intuition helps you skate to where the puck is going. Real estate leader John McGrath operates on 90% heart and 10% head, leading to innovations like providing price guides when competitors withhold pricing. Ted Chung of Hyundai Card values what numbers cannot reveal, the emotional aspects driving customer decisions. This instinct combines business experience, personal conviction, empathy, and common sense, knowing in our bones which path to take when evidence is partial or contradictory. Gut-driven decisions require courage, but frequently lead to simpler companies and deeper customer relationships. In a world drowning in metrics and paralyzed by analysis, simplicity offers a lifeline. It's not about doing less, it's about doing what matters. Every product you cut, every process you eliminate, every decision you make faster is a vote for clarity over chaos. The companies that win don't have the most features or the longest meetings. They have the clearest mission and the courage to say no to everything else. Start tomorrow. Look at your business and ask, what would this look like if it were simple? Then have the guts to make it so.